We're up to Hilchos Tefillah Siman Pei Tes, and we are up to, we started yesterday with Hilchos Tefillah, Zman Tefillah. We started with when Tchilas Zman is, and when Sof Zman is, and we're now going to be learning a B'dyeved, which is the following, the bottom line of page Kuf Yutes. Ve'im Ta'a Ova Ve'ispal El Aicha Abba Shoy, is the bottom line of page Kuf Yutes. Ve'im Ta'a, and if you made a mistake, or he was over, so he was either by mistake or willingly, and he davened acha abashois at chatzois. He davened after, we learned abashois shlisha yoim, that's the last time. If a person davened shmoneser after that, at chatzois until chatzois, afal pi, even though, she'ein lo ischar ketfila bizmana, although he doesn't get the reward for davening Shmoneh Esa in its right time, Schar Tefillah Mi'o Iker, he does still get a reward of some davening. There is still some reward. This is undoubtedly a very great chiddush, that although the Zman has passed, what would you have said? Once you have passed the Zman, are you still fulfilling? Yeah, you would have said it's a Bachar Atala. You'd have said, what's the point of davening after this time? Zmanim are fixed things. And if you missed the Zman, you'd have said that it's no point. And indeed, as you're pointing out, it's even Baruch Levatala. But here we're learning that there is still some reward. Not only allowed to do that, but it actually is some reward by davening after Zman. Oh, of course, it's a huge bedieval. Of course, you're not meant to do that. But yes, there is still an element of something by davening after the Zman. Yeah. Correct. I don't think it's mamash lechatchila, but it's probably less of a bedieved, less of an issue than by anoshim. But to be defined exactly, you're quite right. It needs to be defined exactly, but it's definitely not lechatchila for women either. Right. Yeah. Okay. It's definitely not. Okay, no, it's a good point. Yeah, okay. The Mishnah Berurah here goes into an interesting shaila, which is that lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Tziv Kotten Vav, oy ava, roitze lehma, shebemezit shah es atfila at shah vazman vachkech ispala. Whether he was a person who was amazed, so he willingly couldn't care, he didn't have nerves to daven now, he took the newspaper, or he had a long bath, or whatever it was, he could have, but he just didn't, he was negligent. Either that, even if he was negligent, and he could have davened earlier, but he didn't. So we're not talking about a tzala member. We're not talking about a person who wasn't feeling well. We're not talking about any kind of that kind of thing. We're talking about somebody who could have easily davened and he failed to do so. Nevertheless, if he davened after this man, he still should daven after this man, and he still has some reward by davening after this man. And similarly, if somebody, he didn't daven earlier, if somebody oversleeps, say, is that a good example? Until Abba Shoyz. When is Abba Shoyz today, Rabbi Isai? You probably know from his manim. It doesn't say his manim on it. Okay. But when is Abba Shoyz? Somebody oversleeps till deep after Abba Shoyz. Oh, let's hear. Abba Shoyz, Shlish Hayom. It doesn't say. What time is it? 20 to 11? Abba Shoyz 20 to 11? Let's find out. Let's wait a minute. Yeah? 10:40. Okay, thank you very much. So if Sof's man is 10:40, and somebody oversleeps at 10:40, imagine that. Imagine that, to oversleep till 10:40. So it can't happen, huh? It's not going to happen. So imagine, a person who always daven rigidly at a 6:30 minyan, all year round, he never oversleeps, he's doing fine, he's davening very nicely. And once he oversleeps, today he oversleeps till 10:40. So it would have been a natural reaction for a person like that to say, well, I've missed this man. What's the point of davening? It's never going to happen again. Never happened before, but I overslept. No point davening now. This is past the Sof Zman. It's past the Abba Shois. So the Mishnah is telling us over here, is he right or is he wrong?
But I've seen people had to fill in about 1 o'clock.
Right.
And what, if they had to fill in, what are they saying? They're doing, let's say now in the winter, are they doing a mincha?
So those people who are davening, those people who are davening, who are putting tefillin, tefillin by 1 o'clock,
yeah,
they are for sure putting a Benu Tam tefillin on. And even if they don't, they still.
No, they're probably davening mincha.
They're probably davening mincha. They probably genuinely are davening mincha with Rabbeinu Tam. They didn't have time to put on their regular, that they, for one reason or another, they only had regular tefillin for shachris, and they still makbid to put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on, so they're going to put it on by mincha, which is nothing wrong with it.
You could.
But I'm saying most people are not makbid. Most people are not careful to put on tefillin the whole day. So it's very rare that people are going to put on their tefillin again for mincha. It's very rare.
Right.
It's nothing wrong with it, really, but it's very rare. So if you do see somebody, you go to a shtibl, you see people that are putting on their tefillin for mincha, what it normally is, especially if you're in Stamford Hill, what it normally is that it's people who are putting on their Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Of course, they put on their regular tefillin by shachis, but now for some reason they didn't put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on by shachis, and now they're putting on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. That's generally what's normally the case. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that even if a person, so what would you say to this person who overslept? Should he or should he not daven? Any point or not? You should? Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzorich leispalel acha b'shoyes ad chatzois, rak she'en l'ischa tfile b'zman, k'ischa tfile b'zman, you should still daven. So we're learning over here that even of course we should aim to daven before Sof Zman tfile, of course. And of course it's really important to daven before Sof Zman. But if for one reason or another a person failed to daven before Sof Zman, you should still daven shmonis afterwards. If somebody's ill, he's ill, he's in the hospital, his stomach's got high temperature, and he just can't put himself out of bed, he just can't do it. Don't say, oh, it's 10:40 now, it's Sof Zman tefillin, there's no point davening anymore. And it's a natural kind of thing that we would normally say. People who are makbid on Sof Zman, it's kind of natural kind of feeling that we've got. What's the point of davening anymore? We've missed Sof Zman. Well, we're learning over here that he should still daven. And it's not Bocha V'la Tola, yeah. Very good. That's the next point, Mishnah Berurah. Quite right. That's exactly what Mishnah Berurah is going to go to now. I'm specifically referring to Shmoneh Esa now. Specifically. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'toiv she'ispal az b'toiras nedova. Now he says, Mamash, real point, Rabbi Kagan. He should still daven b'toiras nedova. Now again, nedova is a tefillah which is done it's going to be later other simonim about that, halachas, as regards to tefillas nedova. Nedova literally means somebody wants to do a gift, he wants to do an additional tefillah for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Additional. It's not shachis, it's not mincha, it's not ma'ariv, it's not musaf, and it's not ne'ilah. It's tefillas nedova. He adds an additional tefillah, an additional shmoneh esrei, more than necessary. We don't normally daven tefillas nedovas. Why don't we normally daven tefillas nedova? Why is it that if you're really grateful that you won the jackpot, you're not necessarily going to say tefillas nedova? Why is that? You got a promotion. You're not going to say it for less love. Why is that?
Because they said you shouldn't add
what was. Right. Well, yes, it's true. Why is it? When you got your promotion, you get a bonus, an extra salary, which was sent. Well, you're not going to say it for less love. Maybe you are. I don't know. Let's see what happens if it actually happens. Yeah. Yeah, so the answer is that tefillah and davening, nowadays we don't tefillah and davening because we're not so great. We're not so brilliant having kavana in the first place. So we don't add to it. But in principle, there is a concept of tefillah and davening. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says over here that if a person who davened, who missed the Sof Zman and he didn't daven, he couldn't, and now at 10:40, daven shmoneh esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah the following: don't just daven stam, as we just mentioned now. Don't just daven, although don't just daven. Rather, when you daven now, you should have the following in mind. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Gadim the following: yes, there are many poiskim that say that you can daven Shmona Esrei after Sof Zman. However, there's a minority of poskim who hold that if he willingly didn't daven Shmona Esrei, he can't daven Shmona Esrei after Sof Zman. Consequently, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have it in mind that according to the poskim, you should take a daven Shmona Esrei after Sof Zman. But have in mind that if the halacha is like those authorities that you can't daven anymore because you've missed the Zman, so I'm, according to those opinions, might fill a nasha bit for this nedava. Just in case. Does that make sense? But you should certainly daven after Sof Zman. If that's what happened. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, then we, the Ramah adds, but top of line, to, top of page 238, if you really overslept, a really bad one, then it's after Chatzos. Chatzos today was at
12:15.
So if it was a really bad one, then don't attempt to daven Shachis after Chatzos. I think we can appreciate that one, huh? I think that's fine. Pardon? Yeah. What about Tashlumin? What about Tashlumin? So, yeah, Tashlumin potentially. Tashlumin, we're going to be learning those halachas at a later point. That, I think the Mishnah Berurah maybe does mention over here. Potentially you're right. You could potentially daven Tashlumin. The only point with regards to Tashlumin is that you can't always daven Tashlumin. If there was negligence involved, you won't be able to daven Tashlumin. Yeah, but in principle, you're right. Yeah, safe base. Rabbi Sai, are you allowed to say good morning to a person who has not davened Shachris? Yes or no? Yes. You meet somebody, but as you go to shul, you see somebody, you know, say good morning. You cannot. You cannot say good morning to a person. You cannot say. Rabbi Sai, can you say somebody, you know he hasn't davened Shachris. You haven't davened Shachris. No, you haven't. Only way, yes. Can you say good morning? You cannot say good morning. If you have not, you can't say good morning. Can you say good morning, Rabbi Isai?
If you're passing that person, should.
If you're passing, you should. Yeah. If you're
should embarrass, you don't embarrass him.
No, it's well.
Say Shabbos
is say
hello.
Yeah.
Say hello. Is there a difference between hello and good morning?
Yeah, what's the difference?
What's the difference? Hi, is there a difference between hi, hello, and good morning?
There is a difference.
Good morning is a bracha. Is a bracha. Good morning is a bracha. Hi, hello,
what
isn't.
Is it in English?
Okay. Good. I might say we're getting that. What about, okay, and one more shayla, which is going to be covered in this current sa'if. What about if you see your old friend, actually your brother-in-law, actually your cousin, actually, you haven't seen him in 12 years. Brother-in-law is more than that. Yeah, you haven't seen him. And you want to say shalom aleichem because your mamash haven't seen him. He's just come from South Africa and you're bumping into him on the way to shul. You have not daven shachris, nor has he. Shalom aleichem. Are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem prior to Tefillat Shachris? Yes or no?
No,
you're not. Shalom Aleichem, you're not allowed to. What if you're bumping into on the way to shul? What about Good Shabbos? Okay, we've got the following shailas. Hello before Shachris. Good morning before Shachris. Shalom Aleichem before Shachris. And Good Shabbos before Shachris. Okay, four shailas. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. See base. Does it make a difference if it's your own family? Yeah, you want to, your wife, your children. You want to say good morning to them as you're going to shul. You want to say.
Are we assuming you said your morning brachas?
I'm not assuming anything. No. Will it make a difference as to whether you actually said the brachas? Yes or no?
Fifth shail
indeed. Okay. We've got the question of hi, hello, good morning, shalom aleichem. Does it make a difference if it's your wife and family? And does it make a difference if.
If it's the queen.
Yeah? Okay, good. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. Kiven shehigia zman tefillah. As you have reached the zman of Shachris, of Shmoneh Esrei, also le'odom lehagdim lepesach haveroi. You are not allowed to go to the house, to the Pesach, to the entrance, to the gate of your friend. Liten lo shalom, to give him a shalom, to greet him by saying shalom. You're not allowed to go le pischoy. You're not allowed to go to his entry, you're not allowed to his gate, you're not allowed to go to his house to say shalom. So if at 6 o'clock in the morning you really fancy knocking on your friend's door and say shalom, my good friend. So that is what the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to go le pischoy, you're not allowed to go to his house. Mishom, what's the reason? The Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Because the name of Ribbono Shalom is Shalom. Hashem's has got many names, and one of the many names of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shalom. Therefore, it's inappropriate to go and use the name of Hashem before you've daven Shachris.
What did you say in English?
Good, and indeed, says the Shulchan Aruch, Avol Mutaloi Maloi Tzafra Damari Tav. But you are allowed to say, this is the Aramaic, of Tzafra, morning, Damari of Sir, Tav is good. Tzafra Damari Tav. You're allowed to go up to a person next door and say, Tzafra Damari Tav to him. Now, Rabbi Isai, the question which I would like to ask is the following. Is there any difference between Tzafra Damari Tav and good morning? Is good morning similar to Shalom, which we're learning is also to go to Pitzchoy, or is Shalom more like Tzafra Damari Tav?
Similar.
To?
No, but
Shalom is like, excuse me, good morning is like Shalom, or good morning is like Tzafra Damari Tav?
Good morning is not Lashon Kodesh.
Correct.
So it's got no meaning.
What do you, Taina?
You recognize someone else for Shalom.
I mean, I think logically it should be that good morning is like
Tzafra Damari Tav.
I think it is.
Yeah, what do you, Taina? Pshaya, Akoyin? Oh, let's get to that, yeah. Is it... What do you think? Exactly. The Maisa, it is clear and evident, and it's Mufosh in the postgib, that Tzafra Damari Tav is just, it's Mutter, because it's just Aramaic. And there's no difference in Aramaic and English. There's no difference whatsoever. You don't include the name of Hashem by saying, good morning. There is no difference. The Issei specifically was Shalom, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good morning. Hello. Hi. A good morgen. Any of the other four languages is perfectly in order. It is not included in the Issei.
So in Israel, then they would have a problem.
Very good. In Israel, you do have a problem. Unless you say, Poketov. But otherwise, you're right. Yeah. You're right. So this is, yeah. Tzafra Damari Tav is permitted. But that we're saying that it's permitted, in other words to say Tzafra Damari Tav, it's only Mutter. Elo kshehu tzich lelechis liroiz eiz eisek. Aval im eino yoylech ele laakbil ponov kodim tfile, afilo zeh aloshin also. So he says that the truth is, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if you're going, depends a bit why you're going to the neighbor's house. If you're purely going to the person's house to say good morning, he says, then there is it's anyway a problem. That would even be a problem to say good morning. That we said earlier, that Shalom is also, and good morning is permitted, that's if you're going there for various purposes. If you've got a business reason to go to a neighbor, you want to pick up, he owes you money, you want to pay him back, you have some business to do with him, and you're going for, and then you're saying good morning to him, then it's fine. Shalom is not, would be a problem. Good morning is fine. However, if you're going in the morning, before Davon Shachas, and you specifically go and greet somebody, greeting specific, going out of your way to greet somebody is a problem whatever language it is. Does that make sense? Yeah? Now, afilu zeh lashon, v'chein also lichoya lek shemashkin lepischoy. To bow down to somebody, which I don't think is what we particularly do nowadays, to bow down to somebody, to greet somebody, that's also as well. You're not allowed to go to somebody else's house in the morning, greet him, back then talking about a queen, yeah? To go out of your way, to go to somebody's house and greet him by bowing down to him, even if you don't speak, that's not permitted.
But if you had a problem with the queen,
I suppose. Yeah. Okay, I hear that, yeah. No, well, I don't think it's a good question. I don't think nothing will be a problem, no. I think nothing will be fine. Yeah.
So if Shalom is Hashem's name, how can we say it?
Because we don't use it as Hashem's name. We're using it as a kinnui. We're using it as hello. It happens to be that it's also Hashem's name. But it still has some halachos to it. Some say that bowing down is an issa anyway. Even if you're not going to a person's house, if you bow down to somebody as you're going into shul, it's going to be a problem as well. That's going back to the brachas. If a person has said the brachas because of shachar, then afterwards there's no problem. You can actually say shalom. If you bumped into somebody on the way, then you're allowed to say shalom. ויש אומרים שאפילו במויצר חבר בשוק לא ימעד הצפו דמרי טוב כדי שהיית לב שהוא עושה ליסק עם דברים אחרים מהכלל שהספר. So now, with regards to bumping into somebody in the street, now there is two there's a machlokes. Bumping somebody in the street, some say that you're allowed to say shalom, and others say that even if you bump somebody in the street, you haven't davened, you should still ideally sit tzafu d'mari tov, that the message should come across, I'm not actually saying shalom now, because it's too early to say shalom. So to recap this halacha, there is a halacha, let's just recap from what we started learning today. We started learning about the Sofz Man Tefillah is Arba Shoyes. Sofz Man Tefillah is a Shlish Hayoyim. We learned that if a person passed that Zman, there's still a point of davening. You're not fulfilling the main mitzvah, but you're still fulfilling something. You still get some reward for davening after Sofz Man. We learned that if a person does do that, however, he should still have in mind, if it was an element of pshin involved, he should have in mind to say that if I really missed it, it should be a teras nedava. Should be b'teras nedava. If I really missed it, shouldn't be b'ochel matol, should be teras nedava. That's what the Pimagodim says. The Mishneh Berurah carries on and says, after the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah continues and says, after chatzot you should never daven. The Shulchan Aruch then continues and goes into the parasha of saying shalom. And to recap in brief, the halacha is as follows. That if, halacha lemaisa, if you, ideally, even if you, if you bump somebody in the street, you're allowed to say shalom. What you're not allowed to do is to go to his house and start saying shalom there. That you're not allowed to. But if you meet somebody on the street, you're allowed to say shalom. However, it's better yet not to say shalom and to say tzafu d'mari tov, or the English equivalent. Right. And the reason is because shalom is the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's inappropriate to use it before one is actually davened. Okay. Fine, and I wish you all good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.